This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Grief has spread across the state and nation after the deadly shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs this weekend. Statewide, more than a dozen vigils and gatherings already planned this week. Participants can offer prayers, reflect, share their feelings, or sit in silence at some events. At others, there will be songs, letter writing, poster making, or other activities. Several have virtual options. Colorado's unemployment rate ticked up slightly in October, but CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports that employers are still adding jobs.
Employers added more than 17,000 non-farm jobs last month. The overall unemployment rate rose from 3.4% to 3.6%. The slight increase mirrors a national trend. State economists say the picture is largely positive, even if there are some conflicting signals. For instance, no major industries had significant monthly declines in jobs. Professional and business services added the most jobs. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is giving endangered species protections to two populations of the lesser prairie chicken. As CPR's Joe Wirtz reports, this includes birds in parts of Colorado.
The ground nesting bird is known for its elaborate mating ritual and was once an icon of the Great Plains. The bird's population has crashed as grassland has been transformed into farmland and rangeland for cattle. The Fish and Wildlife Service has listed one group of lesser prairie chickens in a region that overlaps southeastern Colorado as threatened. The agency is still finalizing federal rules to protect the bird from extinction. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
The U.S. Bureau of Land Management has released a new policy it says will help protect the ability for wildlife to migrate between seasonal habitats. The federal agency is asking personnel across governmental entities to help fish and wildlife move safely. This is CPR News and KRCC.